This is the Smart Poker Study Podcast for players who are always striving to be better today than they were yesterday. Through strategy discussions, Q&As, and poker pro interviews, we'll dive deep into everything related to poker tactics, study techniques, and the mental side of the game. All in an effort to improve your skills, maximize your profits, and to make you a lifelong successful player. This podcast is brought to you by SmartPokerStudy.com, and I'm your host, Sky Matsuhashi. Poker people, make sure you check out episode 32, where I showed you how to control your emotions at the tables through skill number 7 in Ed Miller's book, The Course. Hey, poker people. Today is day 27 of my 30-day challenge to release a new podcast every day. And wow, I'm 90% there without any missed days so far. And the pressure is really on now to finish out these last 4 days strong. Oh, and The Walking Dead report. Finally, a new Walking Dead tonight. Glenn and Enid return to find Alexandria overrun. Rick, Jesse, and Michonne and their families are wearing blood ponchos and making their way through the herd. Maggie's trapped up on that perch, and Negan's men have captured Daryl, Sasha, and Abraham. Holy cow, I cannot wait. If you're into the show, I have another podcast I do with my brother where we discuss all things The Walking Dead. It's called The Walking Dead Bros, and you can find it in your favorite podcasting app, and we release new episodes every Wednesday. This is the first time I've ever looked forward to Valentine's Day, let me tell you. Oh, and speaking of Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day, of course. Alrighty, on to the show. This is the 8th episode in a 10-episode series where I break down an important aspect within each chapter of Ed Miller's book called The Course. Today we'll cover skill number 8, which is exploiting aggression. This is a great chapter, and even though it's in the $5, $10 no limit live section, lots of things he discusses are still applicable at any stake. So for an episode overview, like the previous episodes in this series, I'll go through this 8th chapter by hitting each step in my 7-step process to getting the most from poker books. We'll discuss exploiting aggression, recognizing predictable and exploitable bets, and ways in which you can take advantage of them. I'll finish it off with a challenge to see how well you can use your poker tracking software. And if you haven't already downloaded it, hit today's show notes page at smartpokerstudy.com/pod33 to download your own copy of the 7 Steps to Poker Book Learning PDF to follow along with everything today. And make sure you stick around to the end because I've got a special Amazon Prime Music deal to tell you about that's exclusive to my listeners with a killer prize awarded. Now here it is, today's podcast mission. My mission for today is to teach you how to recognize when your opponent is making predictable and exploitable aggressive plays and give you some ways to take advantage of this. So I'm sure you have your 7 steps PDF open in front of you. So skill number 1, of course, is to skim. And looking at the title for this chapter, it's skill number 8, exploit aggression. And there is some great stuff here. We're always playing against aggressive guys, and learning how to spot and exploit this will really improve our game. This chapter goes in here as I'm flipping through it, talking about different types of bluffs. It says to attack weak ranges and avoid strong ones. Okay. The first header here is bloated betting frequencies. So it's looking, it's talking about looking for those betting and raising too often, you know, your opponents when they're doing it too much. The next header is the give up. And this is about exploiting players who only bet one or two streets and then give up. And you could take it away on a later street from them. The next header is the last ditch effort. Oh yeah, making that river bluff when they don't know what to do and the only way to win is to bluff. We can take advantage of those guys by throwing in a good raise. I assume that's what this is going to talk about. The next header is called The Bully, and it's playing against guys who are super aggressive and use their skills to push you off of your hands. Great, great. So that whole chapter, it's not that long. It's only 13 pages, but it's really good stuff. And at the end, he actually recommends reading Poker's 1%. And, you know, that's great because I actually have that book. I bought it a few weeks ago, just haven't cracked it open yet. So as soon as I finish this, I might dive into that one. Okay, now that we finished skimming, on to step number 2 is setting a goal. And now that we have this basic understanding of the chapter, we want to read it productively and effectively, of course. And to do this, I've devised 3 questions, and finding the answers to these questions is our goal while reading. So question one is, what skills can I learn from this chapter? And we'll learn how to handle and exploit aggression, which is perfect. Why are these skills important or relevant to my game? That's question number two. We're constantly facing aggression or using aggression in our games, and learning more of the nuances behind aggression will help us in both regards, either facing it or making it ourselves, the aggression that is. And question number three is, how can I implement these skills in my game? So let's read and find out how we can exploit aggression at the tables. So we're on to step number three, reading, and yeah, that is another great chapter. You know, I doubt Ed Miller has ever published a chapter that wasn't top-notch, you know. There's so much to learn here, so make sure you pick up your own copy of the course. If you haven't done so already, you can purchase the course through my Amazon affiliate link in the show notes for this page at smartpokerstudy.com/pod33. And one thing that Ed Miller said that I'd really like to focus on for the rest of this episode, and I quote, "Certain bets you can easily predict. He's betting the flop because he raised preflop. He's betting the button because everyone checked to him. He's betting the turn because she just called on the flop. Whenever your opponents make predictable bets, they're exploitable." And that's a great point. So let's see what we can get out of this. So after reading it, we go into step number four, which is summarizing and analyze. And to summarize, this whole idea is predictable bets are exploitable bets. And that's it for the summary right there, you know. And this is actually a line taken directly from the book, but it's the perfect summary for the entire chapter. And to analyze this, the second part of the step number four, this makes total sense. The fact that predictable bets are exploitable bets. So let's analyze this with the idea of the predictable C bet that we and our opponents often make. So do you know how often a 20% opening range hits something on the flop that's worth making a C bet for value? And how often does it hit at least a good draw or better? And, you know, my ultimate question is, do you know how to figure these out? Pause the pod right now and figure these out on your own, then resume. Okay, you're back. Let's choose a standard 20% opening range consisting of all pocket pairs, suited aces, suited broadways, as well as like 6-5 suited and better, and the strongest offsuit broadways, as well as ace-9 off and better. So using Flopzilla, and this is how I always calculate this, this range hits the flop for value only 27.5% of the time. And hitting the flop, quote unquote, for value consists of any top pair or better hand. And that's not so often at all with this normal opening range. So if you want to take a look at a screenshot of this so you can see how often the 20% range hits top pair or better, take a look at the show notes. As well as hitting top pair or better, your range can also hit a good draw or better, and that only hits about 35.6% of the time. So, and I know we've discussed this before, but flopping a good draw or better is top pair or better, any flush draw, an open-ended straight draw, and combo draws of a pair plus a draw, like any pair plus a gut shot or better than that. So, of course, pair plus flush draw, pair plus open-ended straight draw, those are all combo draws as well. And you can see a little screen capture of that, too, within the show notes. You can see how the range hits 35.6% of the time with a decent draw or a good draw or better. So getting back to the idea of predictable bets are exploitable bets. A lot of our opponents are c-betting 65 to 85% of the time, and this means that upwards of 50% of the time, a C-bet is just a complete bluff or something not exactly good enough to stand up to some pushback. This is such an exploitable part of our opponent's game that we need to make sure we're using our HUD and that we have C-bet as one of our stats, preferably flop and turn C-bets. And, you know, I've mentioned HUD quite a few times in the past, but the HUD is the heads-up display, and it comes with most poker tracking softwares, and most sites that you play on allow it, like PokerStars, Carbon, America's Card Room, Full Tilt, all those sites allow HUD, some to varying degrees, but if you're playing online poker, you've got to be using a HUD. Any additional information you can get is just going to improve your game, without a doubt. So we know that our opponent's high C-betting frequencies are often simple and predictable bluffs. Then the next question is, how can we exploit this? Well, there's a few ways that we can fight back against these bluffs. The first way is to check raise, or, you know, raise if you're in position on them and they decide to C-bet. The second way is to check and call their bet, or just call if you're in position, then get aggressive on the next street or a later street. And the third way is to donk lead on any street to stymie his bluffing efforts. You know, your donk lead often shows a lot of strength, and it can get a lot of marginal hands to fold before they even throw out that C-bet. Besides those three that Ed mentioned, you can find these predictable betting spots by just examining your own play and being present in the moment in each session. Whenever the action is on you and you have the thought, I should better raise here because everyone will likely fold, then you've found one of these predictable betting spots. Note these situations, then take time to study and analyze each of them later when away from the tables. So of course, after analyzing, this takes us to step number 5 within the 7-step process, which is taking action, and this is the most important step in the whole process. So in the next session that you play, pay individual attention to whichever predictable bet you'd like to practice exploiting. If it's the C-bet like we discussed, then get super familiar with your C-bet stats on the HUD and try the check raise, check call then get aggressive on a later street, or donk leads to exploit his aggression with weak ranges. If it's battling against the preflop steal, get familiar with these stats in your HUD and fight back when appropriate with 3-bets or flop donk bets and check raises. If it's an opponent betting when everyone checks to him, get familiar with the aggression factor and the aggression frequency stats in your HUD, and also street-by-street betting stats in your HUD, then practice your check raise or calling, then leading, or check raising the turn. And you know, I've mentioned the HUD so many times now, I think it's time that I do a podcast, so let me write this down right now, and I'll make sure to hit a podcast on this topic later. It might be called something like using your HUD, you know, so I'll do a podcast on this later. And there are so many instances where your opponents will make predictable bets, and it's your goal to find them and exploit them. At the end of your session, answer the following questions. How do I feel about the session played? How did I like employing the skills learned? In this case, of course, it's exploiting that aggression from your opponents. And do I think this skill has some value, and does it merit further review before fully integrating it into my repertoire? Alright, so now that we played our session, of course, we're on to step number 6 in the 7-step process, and that's assessment. So, the next day, you'll do an assessment of your session in a hand history review. Filter for the applicable hands and determine how well you played them. Did you do a good job interpreting your opponent's stats? Were the spots you chose to fight back good and well-reasoned? Was your bet sizing good enough to get these likely bluffs to lay down? How did your in-position play differ from your out-of-position play, and was one of them more successful than the other? Send any questionable hands to friends or post them in forums, or even send them to me for my opinion, and maybe I'll use it in a future Q&A podcast. Take notes on all you learned in your session and in the assessment so you can refine your skills and continue to work on exploiting aggression in future sessions. And of course, the final step in the process is rinse, repeat, review. Now that you've taken action and made this initial assessment, it's time to take action again in another session and work on exploiting aggression. Just repeat steps 5 to 7 here for as long as it takes until you feel you've got a great grasp on this concept. Challenge! Here's my challenge to you for this episode. Figure out on your own how to filter your poker database for instances where you faced a predictable bet of your choice. Also, figure out exactly where, within your HUD, you can find the stats that help you exploit this predictable bet, and color code the stat so that it stands out to you so it's easier and quicker to find while you play in-game. Preparing now will allow for better exploits in your sessions. Now it's your turn to take action and dippy-dippy do something positive for your poker game.
It now. Get out there and be somebody. Go write a book.
Cool beans. To recap the episode, we talked about skill number 8 in the course and the 7 steps to getting the most from the chapter. We discussed exploiting aggression, recognizing predictable and exploitable bets, and ways in which you can take advantage of them. I ended with a great challenge to see how well you can use your poker tracking software to find some exploitable weaknesses in your opponents. Please go to the show notes at smartpokerstudy.com/pod33 for everything mentioned here. And while you're there, make sure you pick up the 7 Steps to Poker Book Learning PDF. Thank you so much for listening today. Send me your feedback through the show notes page. You can also send an email to sky@smartpokerstudy.com, tweet me @smartpokerstudy, or post in the Facebook group at smartpokerstudy.com/discuss. And please send me your questions or ideas for podcast topics through all the channels just mentioned. And I'd like to read an iTunes review from a guy named Luke. He titled it, "Learned quite a bit about poker, 5 stars. My poker arsenal. Sky is a genius." I would like to amend that to, "Sky is a fucking genius." Well, thank you very much, Luke. You rock for giving me that killer review. And earlier I mentioned the Amazon Prime Music Contest. Well, I've decided to make a little change to the prize. Instead of a free hour of coaching, I'm going to give away a copy of The Freedom Journal. This is an incredible leather-bound book that helps you set and attain SMART goals in 100 days. SMART stood for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. I supported this on Kickstarter and received a few copies, and this is your chance to win one of my copies for free. All you have to do is sign up for the free 30-day trial to Amazon Prime Music through me. With your free trial of Amazon Prime Music, you'll enjoy unlimited ad-free music streaming through thousands of playlists and stations. Plus, and this is the best part, free 2-day shipping. I love my Amazon Prime shipping. I'm getting everything right away. And, you know, on top of that, the best part for me is your signing up supports me, as this is one of my affiliates, and I get a little kickback for each free subscription that gets signed up for. So please visit the show notes at smartpokerstudy.com/pod33 and click on the Prime Music banner for this killer offer. This contest will run only through February 29th, so sign up before then and email me a screenshot of your Prime Music confirmation. Alrighty, poker people, be sure to come back for tomorrow's episode number 34, where I continue in Ed Miller's book, The Course, for skill number 9, Playing Deep. Oh man, stacking fools and playing 400 BBs? Sign me up, baby! Word of mouth is the best advertising, and a recommendation from you to your friends would be most appreciated. If you enjoyed our time together and learned a little something, please share it with your fave poker dealer. Until next time, study smart, play much, and make your next session the best one yet.